USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More American citizens are leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council Representative John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed from the Gaza Strip into Egypt today.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
He mentioned that more U.S. citizens are expected to leave in the upcoming days. The Biden administration revealed this week that the U.S. has arranged for the safe transit of injured Palestinians and foreign individuals to Egypt. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict.
I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place. That's what we're working to do.
He said that during his visit, he will engage with Israeli leaders on specific measures to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. Additionally, Blinken mentioned that increased aid is being provided to the war-torn country and civilians are being evacuated. Two congressmen from bordering states are joining together to ask for additional funding to support the first responders tasked with managing a surge in illegal immigration. Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego and Texas Republican Michael McCaul have sent a letter to the head of the House Appropriations Committee outlining the challenges faced by local police and fire departments. House Speaker Mike Johnson stated today that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads and we'll see.
He emphasized that investigations into potential illegal gains from Biden's family's foreign business dealings are still underway. And for the first time in franchise history, the Texas Rangers have won the World Series. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Phoenix last night in Game 5. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti has become the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations. She will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Her nomination, which was delayed due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations, has now been confirmed by the Senate. Tuberville's protest pertains to Pentagon abortion policies. Today, former President Trump's son Eric is testifying in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. The state accuses him, his brother Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They deny those allegations. Yesterday, Don Jr. testified, stating that he wasn't familiar with the company's accounting processes and delegated those details to his accountants. Toyota is recalling more than 1 million cars.
The recall came on Wednesday, where Toyota is recalling certain RV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota says there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company says it's working on a solution. I'm Dave Collins.
And CBS has nearly sold out of Super Bowl commercial slots, a departure from the usual last-minute rush, in contrast to previous years where ad space was often sold closer to game time due to cheaper options like Thursday night football. CBS pricing around $7 million for a 30-second spot. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.